Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we work with Carissa 1111 over on TikTok. What they were experiencing was this almost pocket-like of time where they had lost a couple of years. They didn't know exactly where to go, what to do, or where they even got lost along the way. We were able to backtrack it to the time when all of this started, undo things, or actually help her undo things is what we like to do, and push that energy forward to unveil and relieve and realize new things that needed to happen, and then that pushed the energy forward and again and again and again to her now moment. It was really cool. I think it will help a lot of people by listening that you could follow along and kind of do this for yourself if you're feeling stuck. So I'm pretty excited about that. Well, if you love bad bitches and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Hey, hold on. Hello. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey. Are you okay?
Ben cleaned me off. No, because Lee was like, "Oh, you were transmuting a lot," and then it was like, "Okay, we're good to go live." And then I put out the session for free. The 30-minute clean-off healing, and then now I'm feeling everybody access it, and I'm like...
Okay.
I'm okay, though. I'm okay.
Just making sure. There's a lot of cords going back to you.
Well, in the session, I guide them.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing with that healing, it's not just like it'd be like... It's literally like me sitting with them for 30 minutes, but real fast, being like, hey, what is this? It's this pain in your right back. That's connected to your ex from 3 years ago. What's this with the, right? That's what that would be, right?
Yeah, because
it's like literally me sitting with them for 30 minutes, going through everything they need.
Yes. And then it gets disconnected after a while, too. So it's like it goes
fast.
Right? Yeah. It goes from them and then you and then them and then it goes. No more.
I'll be okay to do this live, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Order, can I speed up the connections?
I had that in the comments I put for them to speed it up by 300 trillion years and activate the grounding straps.
Okay.
If they don't see it, then... Yeah, because, like, when I did the fear cord healing... That series, I felt everybody who would ever access it ever. And so I don't feel it as often unless I repost it and then I feel it again.
It makes me go, maybe we shouldn't do this live? Question mark.
I'm good besides that. Well, let's just go with it. And then for some reason, if we have to, we'll end it. Like
okay.
I can't connect or I can't help.
Okay. Is anybody wanting to come on here and heal?
On TikTok, you have to have 1,000 followers because that's how they do. And we prefer you to have a microphone. If not, that's okay. And also, if you want to stay in the comments, we can too. But since we're filming a podcast or recording a podcast.
Carissa 1111.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
You have to turn your camera on.
Oh my gosh. Well, how do I do this? Just so you know, I'm didn't get out of bed today yet.
That's good.
okay.
That sounds like a good time.
I know. The best.
I think you have to click on your picture. Is that right, Kat?
No, there's three buttons. You hit the three buttons at the bottom, and then it's like it gives you an option for camera.
Okay. Why is mine so close to my effing face? I tried to adjust it.
Hi!
Hi!
Hi.
Your lighting's real good, Carissa. Do you have, like, is it, like, natural lighting?
Yes.
The it's best It's real kind. Good.
It's, like, super good. Mine's natural lighting, but it's, like, shadows and trees and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that camera.
Why?
I look like a troll that crawled out of a hole.
Well, I've never seen your face on a live, and I think you're beautiful, and that's not just me saying it. And Kate has no concept of beauty. So
I'm just like, whatever you say.
She's like, humans.
Well, I appreciate that.
So, Carissa, let's start with this. Let's just say, Spirit, please release and remove.
Spirit, please release and remove.
All intrusive thoughts.
All intrusive thoughts.
I have about myself.
I have about myself.
Others and situations.
Others and situations.
That have been implanted in my head.
That have been implanted in my head.
There you go. Okay.
Well, you're, I guess this would be an aura. Whatever the energy is around you is not jagged anymore. It's not like around your head. So that's really nice.
So what's up? What's going on with you?
Oh, lots. I don't know. Are you able to like tune in and maybe see or like feel?
Yeah, we can. But, like, what's, I don't know. It's, like, if we go and look, or if Kate goes and looks, or I go to feel, we could be picking up on something from, like, anywhere.
A lot of weird family stuff. Like, immediate family.
It seems like you think that everything is dumb right now. You're like, that's so dumb. That's so stupid. That's so dumb. Like, everything's dumb and stupid.
Yeah.
That's Kate's vibe her whole life.
Yes. She's
just like, this is dumb.
Why are y'all doing this?
If it's not dumb and stupid, it's gross.
Yes. It's just a lot of, like, I don't even know how to put it into words just because it's a lot I'm still processing. It's been ongoing and just a lot of me trying to set boundaries and it's not happening.
Go ahead, Kit.
Okay. Do you feel like a lot of it's your fault? Is that why?
Yes and no. I really didn't know what boundaries were up until like a couple of years ago. So
it feels like you're like in a battle between your head and your heart a lot, where you're like, I know I shouldn't be doing this. I know I shouldn't allow them. I know I let them do this. I know they're taking advantage of me. I know. This isn't right. This isn't right. This isn't right. But your heart goes, ah, fuck it. Go ahead and do it.
What's one more time?
My family dynamic is very weird, I guess you can say. I don't know.
So let's just do this. Let's say, Spirit, please put the communication pathways.
Spirit, please put the communication pathways.
Between my head and my heart.
Between my head and my heart.
Back to balanced divine working order.
Back to divine balanced working order.
That feels good. Okay, so all that stuff that you've thought about and you're like, this is so stupid, this is so dumb, and all the stuff times that you're like, just one more time, I'll just let them, whatever. Let's return soul fragments with that specifically, okay?
Okay.
Because it's like stuck. It's just, it's stuff that you've already processed, but since it's lingering there, you're just like, I guess, whatever, one more time. So, Spirit, please release.
Spirit, please release.
All soul fragments.
All soul fragments.
Connected to everything I've already healed and gained clarity on.
Connected to everything I've already healed and gained clarity on.
Wrapped in divine justice.
Wrapped in divine justice.
And love, light, and forgiveness.
And love, light, and forgiveness.
And return them to their rightful owners at this time.
And return them to their rightful owners at this time.
There you go. There you go. Kate's looking at something.
Yeah, it's like this. So I don't know if you've ever watched Adventure Time, but the dog Jake, that's really stretchy.
So tell me why I never ever watched that show. But all day today, Ben and I have been singing, making pancakes, making bacon pancakes, making pancakes, bacon in the pancake, bacon pancakes.
I never watch it either. Sorry. I just know from reference, it's funny.
We don't ever talk about that show either. Do you watch that show, Carissa?
No.
So fucking weird. Okay, go on. Sorry.
I don't know. It's what her energy looks like very stretchy. I do know that from the clips that I have seen, he stretches everywhere. So that's just what she looks like the Jake of the family.
Yeah, but there's a cramp in her left leg from stretching too far. It's the part that she has stuck kind of like over with them. Like she, like her, usually the right leg is connected to the person stepping out in the future and the left leg is connected to someone not leaving the past. She's stretching out for the family, but her left leg is actually connected to her now moment, which is not typical of what I feel. And so she's stretching out to help everybody else with their future, but she can't focus on herself. And it looks like you, or it feels like you know what you want to do and what you need to do to take care of yourself. Like you're like, all the stuff that everybody else stresses about, like, I need to know if I need to go to school or what job I need to take or what I need to do. It looks like you've got all of that figured out. You just cannot put it into place because everybody else is stretching you. Is that right?
Sounds about right. Yes, you're good.
Well,
it's been like, so I like moved back to California where I'm from in 2016. And since then has been literally like my own hell on earth.
Because I just got, when you said that, going back to Cali, which is that song by LL Cool J.
Going back.
But it stopped specifically. It went the whole way to no, or man, I don't think so.
So, do you feel like you're doing so much that even like doing one thing for yourself is like, it feels like 1,000-pound weight on you?
Yeah, I haven't really been functioning that well for a while now.
Why did you move back to Cali? Because all I heard was that song, like you weren't supposed to. I mean, there is no like supposed to, not supposed to kind of thing in the big scheme of things, but you strayed off of the path you were on.
Interesting. So I was living in Rhode Island, and I felt like my cycle there, whatever you want to call it, was just like ending, and I wanted to like go somewhere else. I thought California was a good option because a lot of my immediate family lives there here, and I felt like I needed to get back a lot of lost time. And
you said there, you don't, so you're not even like mentally, you're not even in Cali. How long have you been in Cali?
I'm not really here.
Yeah.
since 2016, which is weird. Like, it doesn't feel that long, but somehow has been.
It feels like it all hit you at once. Like, Like, you don't remember being there, if that makes sense. Like, do you remember the years passing?
It's all, like, 2016 to 2019 was pretty much all the same year. 2020, things obviously changed a lot, like, globally, so I could make a difference from that year. But, like, since then, basically,
it's minor, all the same year. A minor difference. It still felt like a dream, and it felt like it was only, like, a week for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's making the rotator cuff on the right side. What's going on the, it's like personal strength and mobility.
It's
like stuff.
It's like the song that's like, where are you? And I'm so sorry. That's the song that plays. Like,
is you in a relationship in Long Island?
Yes, I'm like, he came with me and it's been rough on him too. Everything's just crazy.
It was a really good relationship in Long Island, dumb, enough to where
said.
It was so, yeah, just dumb. It was so good he came with you. And then, like, nothing bad happened. It just got boring.
We've been dealing with a lot of family chaos. My family chaos nonstop, basically. It's hard to... Like,
God, this reminds me of Louisiana.
I know this isn't a health healing, but remember when I went to sleep and I transmuted and it looked like gum? Well, she's been chewed up and stretched and spit out. Can you do your whatever that is, the gum?
The chewed up gum healing?
On her timelines?
Yeah. Spirit of the Nice, good, please activate Kate's chewed up gum healing on Carissa's timelines. And what this does is it looks like a bunch of balled up white blood cells, but they look like chewing gum, and it like heals it, but they look like sores. So it heals the sores. If that makes any sense.
It feels real good. It felt like everything went like back into her body. Like she was spread out, but it was timelines.
God, it feels a lot like when I moved to Alaska, had the time of my life, then moved back to Louisiana and was like, wow, this fucking sucks. This is dumb. Why did I do this?
Yeah.
Why are you still there, Carissa?
I don't know where to go from here.
Where does he want to go?
He's sort of in the same boat. we're really trying to figure that out this year. Neither one of us really want to be here anymore.
So go. Well, I mean, we can help you guys align your pathways and stuff and like open safe entrance and exit portals. But are there, what's keeping them there? What's keeping you guys there?
It's where his job is. I've been out of work for quite some time.
You're not out of work. I don't know why I need to say this to you. You're not out of work.
We have wrong choice of words.
No, there's not like a wrong or a right, but you're very, very active. You're very, very healing. You're very, very, you work constantly. You work constantly for your family and for others.
It's why you're stretched so thin.
Yeah, it's why you're stretched so thin. And you do get paid with other resources besides money, but it looks like you find money too. Like when it comes to like luck or whatever, you've got all you need.
Yeah, I've pretty much thankfully been like provided for without having a job or an income. Haven't
but you
had
still
a steady
earn that.
Income
like,
since living here.
All the stuff that you do are you're bringing that ability for stability back into your life. Like I don't know how to put that.
It's energy. Money's energy. It's the energy that you're, it's like a looping energy. Like it goes.
I guess it's like there's that thing on, I get clouded over and I'm trying to heal it with what is like what people say on TikTok. And there's a lot of talk about how money isn't energy. But it's like in the way of being taken care of for the work that you do. Release that for myself because it makes me inauthentic if I am worried about what other people might think. Hold on just a moment. Yes. I gotta spirit of us in the highest good. Please do my house cleanse to my source core.
Hi night.
Please connect me to my true divine source. Please allow me to hear, see, and feel the truth. Please disconnect me from the intrusive thoughts that TikTok brings I don't listen to my authentic self. Wrap it in love, light, and forgiveness, and divine justice, and return it to its rightful owners at this time.
Okay.
Did you say something that you felt pain in your right arm?
Yeah, it's in the shoulder cuff. It's still the rotator cuff. It's still there.
Are you picking that up from me?
Yes.
Okay, because I actually do the last, like, time, I want to say a couple of years, been getting like random pain in my arm.
Yeah, it's from your significant other pulling. It's not like bad. It's just pulling in the direction and it's like popping your, it's popping you out of socket. Because this on my body is representative of partner male. This would be partner female. This is family. So they're trying to pull you this way as he's trying to pull you this way. And it pops you out of socket. It's giving your right shoulder issues.
Interesting.
You can do this. Say, there's a bunch of steps. I'm trying to, like I'm thinking that we could do it faster, but let's just say this. We'll just do it the longer way. If it's in my highest good.
If it's in my highest good.
Please remove all hooks from me.
Please remove all hooks from me.
And disintegrate them back to their rightful owner.
And disintegrate them back to the rightful owner.
Please remove all external and internal puppet strings.
Please remove all internal and external puppet strings.
Now it's just slightly popping. It's not like as bad. If it's in my highest good.
If it's in my highest good.
Actually, can you do Kate's chewed up... What is it? Chewed up gum? What is it?
Chewed up... Yeah, it's like chewing... Chewed up gum healing, yeah.
Chewing gum healing?
Chewed up gum.
Okay. Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please activate.
Please activate.
Kate's chewed up gum healing.
Kate's chewed up gum healing.
To my shoulder.
To my shoulder.
That's releasing a lot from your head and your back, too, and your neck.
Instead of the piece of gum staying there, it's like doing that thing where you take a sticker and put it on your skin. Oh, Spirit of the Night Scope, please activate the speed up healing to this. It still looks funny. Mm-hmm.
It's any way we could, like, go back in time to when, before I moved here or when I moved here and kind of, like, heal that or maybe, like, the entire, like, years since then?
Okay, it sounds like you have a good idea on how to do it. With us being your backup, do you want to try it on your own?
Sure, like, come up with the wording.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be very specific. Like, if you're doing it for yourself, you don't have to say highest good or spirit. You can just say, take me to blah, 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 just like you would put in Google Maps. You can do it on your own verbiage, and if there's, like, a hiccup in it or something, we'll help you.
Okay.
It'll be really empowering for other people to see someone besides us doing it.
Okay. Okay. I'm just like, my mind went blank for words. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please take me back to the year I moved here. Please.
You're there. Cleanse, you're going. You're going.
Cleanse, purify, and heal all parts of me, mind, body, and soul. And every year since then.
Hey, she's real scared. Do you know why you moved there? It's like she's looking around like, why am I here? How did I get here?
And it's giving you a headache, too. It's making you cry.
Yeah, I cry a lot.
That's okay. I do, too. Why were you scared when you moved?
The only thing I could remember is that the fear of that my sister might move, and then she did. And then that's not even the issue, though, like the real issue. I don't feel any way, really, just that same year I moved here, my dad got into like an accident, and it just went to his head, and I don't even know. Chaos ensued, and
you're stuck in timelines with different members of your family.
I feel
you're stuck in the accident timeline where he didn't make it. You're stuck where your sister doesn't move. You're stuck in your reality. Okay, so this is before you move. So how do you bring all parts of you back to that version of you?
How do I bring them back?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the verbiage we use.
The only thing that's coming to mind is just by healing.
Can I suggest something?
Yes.
I think you need to talk to her. She is so scared. It's like in the pit of her stomach.
Sorry.
She just keeps asking, why am I here? Why am I here?
I basically watched like almost my entire immediate family, minus my sister, just basically fall apart mentally and just... I feel like I'm processing a lot because I don't have the words to explain what I've experienced.
You're talking to her. Because I can feel it moving and Kate can see her calming down. You're talking to her in your head.
You're just describing to her what she's seeing. And that seems to be calming her down. She is asking you questions, though. Like, why am I here? It's just, that seems to be looping in her head. Like, you're telling her why whatever's happening and why this person's falling apart. But she's like, okay, why am I here?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm here. I also don't know where to go from here. Like, it would probably be in my best to get away from, you know, my parents, my grandparents, aunt, uncle. And
but this isn't the now version of you that keeps saying, why am I here? This is before you moved, babe.
Before
she doesn't
I moved?
Know why she's here. Mm-hmm. And this is before you moved.
Was I saying that in Rhode Island too? Because I didn't really know why I was there either.
Yes.
After a while.
That's where Kate's seeing you.
Okay.
Because you asked to go back to that version of you.
Can I go back to the version of me in high school, even though that was like a lifetime ago?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, you can go back to any time.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good, please take me back to when I was in high school. Please cleanse and purify all parts of me. Heal my mind, body, and soul.
That one has to be a little bit more specific. So when you said, take me back to me in high school, it went to the most impactful point in high school. But when you say, cleanse and purify my whole mind, body, and soul, it's kind of like your whole team standing there scrubbed up, ready to go, like, cool. And so how would you like us to do that?
Bring me back to my senior school. Is that how I want to be, or I'm not sure.
Your microphone keeps breaking up, either that or it's on my end.
No, I hear it.
When they're asking do I explain, like, how I want to be, or?
Okay, so this seems like the last time you were blissfully happy. Like, I keep getting the song, Oh, What a Time to Be Alive.
You were very sure of yourself. You knew who you were, what you were. Who your friends were, what your clique was, who the people who hated you, what you were going to be. You had everything planned out.
And then was it after you graduated that everything, I don't know, you went into like this, not a trauma loop. I don't know. It's whenever you like slip out of, is it a trauma loop?
I would say so.
Did you fall into the thing that happens to a lot of Americans where it's like, okay, you're 18, go be an adult, and nobody taught us how to adult at all?
Yeah.
And they were just like, here you go live your life.
Yes. I left home. So I switched high schools my senior year of high school. I left, and I went to another high school, which is kind of unheard of. And I pretty much grew up there, was kind of on my own in a way. And then I still lived in California. When I graduated high school, I moved. So we graduated in the summer of 2004. And I moved to Rhode Island that winter. And things just pretty much went downhill right away.
Rhode Island. We need to stop at Rhode Island. Your soul just went to Rhode Island. What happened when you got there?
I had a huge falling out with the family that I, like, moved with. And the guy I ended up dating was just terrible.
That's the one that you need to tell her. I'm getting it's from season 11 of RuPaul's Drag Race, but there's like a little skit and it's called Good God Girl, Get Out. And it's like, you've got to, like, tell yourself. It's not that you're not supposed to go to Rhode Island. It's that you're supposed to get the fuck away from that family before the rug gets pulled out from underneath you. Because that rug getting pulled out from underneath you is what makes you
spiral
and go, why am I here? Why am I here? Because you were there. But then, like, since you didn't know why you were there, that's when you went back home. And it was like, but that's not you. You're not her anymore. You're Rhode Island person now. And Rhode Island person doesn't know because of the family and the guy leaving. And then you went back to Cali to try to find yourself. No. Like, there's a whole, that moment is what you need to heal. So can you have a conversation with that version of you? Because that's what Kate was seeing about 10 to 15 minutes ago, where you just keep going, why am I here? Why am I here? It's that version of you. So before the family leaves you and you have a falling out, can you have a talk with yourself? Let her know, like in your head even, you don't have to say it out loud, like let her know what's about to go down. And that's when you build up your self-love and self-worth and boundaries, and you leave before that happens. And we're going to have her set up her foundation before everything crumbles, because that's where your timeline started to spread out. Does that make sense? Okay. So can you talk to her for a minute and let her know that whole situation's bad news bears?
Yes, I'm going to say it in my head, if that's okay.
That's fine.
It's very much like, well, then what am I supposed to do? It's like, she wants guidance.
We'll help her. Can you tell her? Because she, like Kate said, she wants guidance. She's like, well, if not this, then what? So, like, where did you go after you had a falling out with that family?
I was I kind of didn't have anywhere to go. Then a friend asked me to live with her. I went with her for a bit, and then I got my own apartment, and I had my own apartment for a little.
So you're going to set it up for that version of you, and you're going to let her know you're still going to do the same path. You're still going to go to a friend's house and then get your own place, because that's how you have a stepping stone into your next reality. You just need to let her know, listen, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to your friend's house, and then you're going to get your own place. It's kind of like all of it happening to her, like that version of you, is what spun you out. You have to be in control of it. You have to be the one that's like, yes, I'm making this choice. I'm making this decision. I'm the one that's doing this.
The song, Oh, What a Time to Be Alive, is coming back on. So that just tells me that it's working.
It feels so good.
And the smile is slowly starting to come back on your face. It's almost like you needed reassurance that it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you'd make it out. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you merge yourself with that version of you?
Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please merge my current self to the version of me, the healed version of me that moved to Rhode Island.
Oh. Ooh, I like that extra add-on. That feels really good. Okay, and then can you release soul fragments connected to all of that?
Please release all soul fragments connected to that.
And wrap them?
And wrap them in love, light, and forgiveness. And return them to their rightful owners at this time.
That feels great. And then why don't we release any soul contracts that you accidentally did when you were spinning out? So we'll say, please release any soul contracts.
Please release any soul contracts.
Connected to all of that?
Connected to all of that.
That's no longer my highest good.
That is no longer in my highest good.
Okay, so now let's set yourself up for success. So what's first, Kate, the timelines or the spirit guide?
Oh, man.
Pathways or spirit guide first?
God, I feel like it's spirit guide because it's weird. She wants someone to talk to, like, in a way, there is no one, right? Like, you're literally just calling out to your team. And you're just kind of like, what is happening?
And you don't even know that it's your team. It's like you're talking to them, but you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Okay. All right, so you're going to say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please allow the most healed version of me.
Please allow the most healed version of me.
To be that version of me's.
To be that version of me's.
Spirit guide.
Spirit guide.
Please infuse spirit guide me.
Please infuse spirit guide me.
With self-love and self-worth mode.
With self-love and self-worth mode.
With hype man mode.
With hype man mode.
That one feels really good because it's your sweet voice and it's just like, you got it, you're doing it. Good job. Were you a cheerleader in high school?
No.
What is this? It's like, all right, you got it.
Very motivational. Like,
you're doing a good job.
Motivational posters, like little sticky notes around the bedroom type thing.
Yeah, like, it's real this. Cute.
Yeah, see, it's like
it's real cute. So that was like, that's like you, future you, doing the post-its. That's just letting you know. It's like that version of you, like cheering you on. Also, please infuse that spirit guide me.
Also, please infuse that spirit guide me.
With intuition mode.
With intuition mode.
Nancy Drew mode.
Nancy Drew mode.
And lots of light bulb moments.
And lots of light bulb moments.
For a lot of people, I have them infuse it with fuck around and find out. I don't really feel like that's your vibe, but you can. You can infuse her with fuck around and find out if you want to.
She needs to connect the dots, too. It's like the pothole healing, but it's like, okay, I got this here and this here and this here. Yeah.
Will that happen with aligning the pathways, lining up the pathways?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Because I usually do that first, and then I was like, wait, something feels weird. That's why I asked you if they should do the spirit guide first or that one first.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to infuse spirit guide you with fuck around and find out, or?
What does that entail?
It just means that anybody who tries you, that the most healed version of you kind of just like stops it in its tracks and does whatever kind of justice. So I feel like if you did it, it would just be like you stepping in front of them being like, no ma'am, like okay. No sir,
absolutely not.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, and please infuse spirit guide me.
And please infuse spirit guide me
with fuck around and find out.
With fuck around and find out.
She snaps in a Z formation.
I actually do tell him that a lot.
Also,
what's your favorite word? Probably that.
That's fabulous. Okay. All right. So, Kate's going to look at your pathways, the connect the dot things. I think this is what's going to help you with that. But if not, we'll do whatever else comes up. Okay. So you're going to say, Spirit, please light up.
Spirit, please light up.
All pathways that are meant for her.
All pathways that are meant for her.
Ow, that's like does something in the pit of the stomach. Did you have, this is kind of personal, did you go through an eating disorder kind of phase? And not a phase, but like a situation during that time? It hurts. It hurts really badly. You didn't know what to do. It was like trying to figure out who you were, and it ended up manifesting in an eating disorder that kind of controlled a good bit of your life there. Okay, please put roadblocks.
Please put roadblocks.
In all pathways.
And all pathways.
In all pathways.
In all pathways.
That are not meant for me.
That are not meant for me.
I don't know if you're still friends with that girl, but did she have an eating disorder as well? Because it feels like the person that you moved in with, it was just kind of a thing you guys did together.
If she did, I didn't know.
Okay.
It's kind of like they acted the same. So, like, how would either of them know? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, like how Kate and I are friends and we go out to eat together with our significant others, like, we do the same lifestyle, pretty much. So, it's like you and that person had a lot of similarities in that way. So, it seems like she kind of was dealing with her own battle with that. It's making the skin itch. Did it fix the connect the dots thing that you were seeing, Kate? Did it, like, rectify that?
It's like...
Oh, please allow my foundation to form.
Please allow my foundation to form.
Before my past crumbles.
Before my past crumbles.
Okay.
It's making it go through each timeline. Like, each timeline has to have the dots connected. So I guess it would. It's like a merge thing.
Okay. Spirit, please apply my house cleanse.
Spirit, please apply my house cleanse.
To all future timelines.
To all future timelines.
From that now moment forward.
From that now moment forward.
Calibrate me.
Calibrate me.
Return me to the correct dimensions.
Return me to the correct dimensions.
If it's in the highest good.
If it's in the highest good.
Please merge all timelines and dimensions.
these merge all timelines and dimensions?
To the most healed timeline and dimension.
To the most healed timeline and dimension.
Okay, now residual, because there's still pain here, but it's like lingering. It's like a remembrance of pain. How did the time, do we need to do anything before residual? Like, what does it look like?
It looks like, what is it when, like, the middle's clean and all the corners have caked up dirt on it? It's not residual, it's like a...
Buildup?
I guess so, yeah, I guess it would be like a buildup. I feel like it's wax.
Well, you have a wax removal healing.
I do have wax removal.
And you do have scraper healings.
Spirit is nice, good. Please activate Kate's scraper healing and wax removal healing and Kat's vacuum cleanup healing. Or we could just do the big cleaning healing. It's just real weird.
Oh, that has my scrubby bubbles in it.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, it's so much.
It's cleaning up your mental space room, too. I don't know if you meant it to, but it is.
I would love that.
And the digestive system, like that whole, like the esophagus, it's all like cleaning through there. Hips.
Spirit's nice. Good. Please activate the
spirit. Clean it all. Clean it all.
It's stuck in the right hand.
I get like, no. Like, don't touch this hand. Oh, like somebody's grabbing her by the wrist.
Ow, 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 ow.
Who is this?
Can you say, please kick off, kick out?
Please kick out.
Anyone who does not belong.
Anyone who does not belong.
They're still grabbing her wrist. That didn't get rid of it. It's like twisting behind my back and rotating my cuff again.
It's like, who makes me want to go, who doesn't want you here?
Might be better to ask.
I mean, you just...
Did you have a run-in with, like, did you get... I can't even imagine this to be true, so... Did you have a run-in with, like, a police officer? Did you get, like, pushed down and, like, your arm twisted behind your back? Or, okay, so that situation happened, but it wasn't a police officer. Who pushed you down and twist your arm behind your back?
Probably physically. Either my uncle or my ex-boyfriend. I'm not sure.
When was this?
Or both. For like 2009.
I feel like I want to deliver, like, justice to him or something.
Yeah. Okay, let's do ex-boyfriend first, and then... No, it's uncle. Okay. Say, Spirit, please release, remove, and undo.
Spirit, please release, remove, and undo.
Anything and everything?
Anything and everything.
That my uncle did to me?
That my uncle did to me.
For me.
For me.
By me or against me.
By me or against me.
That was not my highest good.
That was not in my highest good.
Well, it moved a lot, but it didn't move the wrist. Spirit, please release, remove, and undo.
Spirit, please say that one more time. Sorry.
Release, remove.
Release, remove, and undo.
And undo. Anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
My ex-boyfriend did to me.
My ex-boyfriend did to me.
For me.
For me.
By me or against me.
By me or against me.
That was not in my highest good.
That was not in my highest good.
It was him. Okay, so I'm going to take a quick moment to answer in the comments the authentic mystic. You've been getting a lot of clarity moments through this live and you're like, wait, it's that easy. And it is. And you just go to the timeline and then you figure out what happened and then you release and you do the healings through it. So the thing that I believe you have a question with is like, what happened with the arm and like counter to get that message. Basically, as Kate and I are here guiding, Carissa's team would be like, hey, I need you guys to help her heal this moment in her timeline, because her team's been with her whole life. So they would either communicate to Kate or to communicate to me, we need you guys to address this. And our teams, Kate's teams or my team or either Kate or myself, will get analogies or visuals or feelings in our body or in our sight of what's happening that her team needs us to help her heal. So her team will communicate to us in a language we understand so that we can vocalize and help Carissa get to the points that she needs. So that's how that works.
Basically like a show me. She needs help, show me. And it's like cats will like puppet through her body. Sirdips and ice could please apply the speed up healing to cat. When she sneezes, she's transmuting and like cleaning stuff out. But, you know, we're always like, show me. Hers puppets the body. My team shows me through my eyes. That makes sense.
It burns. Like, it's burning. Really badly burning. But doesn't hurt anymore. It's burning.
Healing hands.
But to Carissa.
Make it conducive to Carissa. Now I'm getting that TikTok song, Just the Two of Us.
Yeah, you didn't. He's stuck. He was stuck in your mental space room when you kicked him out. Did you somehow set it up for him to be your spirit guide or on your team somehow, Carissa? Did you guys make like a promise to always be there for each other? Or like, I don't like to use that word. Was it one of those relationships where you made a lot of fucking promises and it was real fast and it died out as fast as it got together?
My ex? No. Uh-huh. We were together 7 years. It was like toxic the entire time.
Yeah, I wanted to say toxic, but I don't like that word very much. But yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But like when you have passion, okay, so you have like a coin has two sides. Some people, they get so addicted to, attached to that really like sensual romantic side, and they don't realize by wanting that intenseness, the other side comes with it, which is the anger, the aggression, and the fighting. It's like two sides of the same coin. And so like you're like, if you were to ask to see your most peaceful or like happy life, it'd be real fucking boring. It would be really boring. Do this, please. Can you say, Spirit, please release and undo?
Spirit, please release and undo.
Any soul contracts?
Any soul contracts.
I have with that ex-boyfriend.
I have with Bill.
That are no longer in my highest good.
That are no longer in my highest good.
Fuck Bill.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. I still got that song that's like, Bill, I love you so. I always will.
Uh-huh. I did for a very long time. Well, he was like my first real boyfriend, so I didn't freaking know what I was doing. And coming from toxic family into a toxic relationship, I was like, this is normal.
This is great, guys.
Until 7 years later, I was like...
This has been going on for lifetimes, though, Carissa. This is, you have this through lifetimes. So can you say, Spirit, please copy and paste?
Spirit, please copy and paste.
Nope, we're just going to do it the longer way. Spirit, please release.
Spirit, please release.
Remove and undo.
And release. Remove and undo.
All soul contracts.
All soul contracts.
I have with Bill.
I have with Bill.
Throughout space and time.
Throughout space and time.
Spaces in between.
Spaces in between.
Dimensions, realms.
Dimensions, realms.
Pocket dimensions.
Pocket dimensions.
Timelines.
Timelines.
Lands.
Lands.
And multiverses that are no longer in my highest good.
in multiverses, which are no longer in my highest good.
Do you want to kick Bill's ass?
What's her fucking foot? Is that connected to kicking his ass?
I feel like she just wants to kick his ass, because I want to kick his ass.
I'm sure a version of me would love to.
Do you want that for him?
No, I really wish him the best. Like, he, whatever. Seriously, whatever. Yeah, maybe not whatever, but like, for what?
So I think you feel like your relationship with him was like, oh, it was toxic on both ends. Oh, we were both stupid. Oh, whatever. No, he's a piece of shit, and he's continuing his fuckery long after you were gone.
I'm sure. Okay,
so you delivering a little bit of justice, being the badass that you are, instead of doing it for yourself or for, you know, because he's got it coming, how about all the other fucking people that he's being a douchebag for? How about you go ahead and help them out? You want to help them out a little bit?
I would love to help them out. I also think it's probably like a cycle he's repeating. And like,
he also has family problems too.
I always felt like bad for him. So that's why he got so many like excuses or chances. But like, yeah, it's not right for him to continue to treat people awful. No.
It's kind of like this. You kind of like, if you're shitty at your job, you fire yourself. Everybody's got trauma, everybody's got baggage, and everybody has to decide on their own whether to look at it, heal it, or not. But also, he's hurting other people. So it's like, if we could stop that, it's fucking me up, man. It's fucking up my forehead and my head. It's fucking me up.
Everybody in the chat is like, get him. Get him.
Oh my god.
But it's like if I can't balance the energy, my body will start sweating. And it looks like cats will get what, cold at the top or what? It looks like a staticky. It looks like static.
It's itchy. It's itchy as fuck.
So what is your advice? What we should do? I'll do it.
It's an energy balance is what it looks like. It's not like getting anyone. It's this type of justice to where it's like, oh my god. Okay, I know Kat's like going nuts here.
It's okay. Just explain it because you're doing a great job.
Okay, so let's say somebody is an ass, but they don't mean to be. So, like, I've been told that asking questions normally means that I have a problem, right? So, what if I'm like, hey, why does your hair look like that? I don't mean to be an ass, but then they're like, what does that mean? Why does my hair look like what? And I'm like, no, I just mean short. So it's like, if you're going to send divine justice to me, nothing's really going to happen. Because it's like, I'm just asking a question. Am I good at questions? But if you send divine justice to, let's say, somebody that does things for their own gain, but in like a negative light, like, okay, we'll put you down. But mean it, like absolutely mean it, to make themselves feel better, right? So that's like an energy imbalance. So something will happen to balance that energy. And it's not like death. And it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like as gross.
It's like clarity.
It's like a clarity thing.
It's like a moment for them to get like a taste of their own medicine in a way that's conducive to what they put out. It's like a wake up moment. And it's not going to, you know, they still have the free will to take that wake up moment and change. And they have the, like, take that wake up moment and do not a damn thing with it. But they should change, because if not, it's like a lot of build up energy. What does she have to do? Because this hurts.
You're like, Brady. You have zappy hands. Like, you're like, like that abracadabra thing, that sound that's like, yes! It's like, it looks like that. It's like, so it's like your justice healing. So I guess it would be Carissa's justice, but it looks like your finger doing Leviticus. Leviticus. It's like a Avada Kedavra, but they're saying it really fast. Yeah, okay, so it's like Carissa's electric justice healing? Okay, so you say spirit if it's in the highest good.
Spirit if it's in the highest good.
Please activate Carissa's.
Please activate Carissa's.
Electric justice healing.
Electric justice healing.
Otherwise known as.
Otherwise known as. You don't have to say that. To his name, to Bill, or whatever.
To Bill.
And all versions of him that need it.
And all versions of him that need it.
Kate, why do I feel like this, like, it, like, going through me?
I felt it, too.
But why does it feel like a manipulation tactic? It's like she won't do it for herself, she won't do it for him.
She'll do it for others.
I would...
Yeah, and it's like, oh, Kat's in pain. Kat needs help. I'll do it for Kat. And it's like, why did your team need me to physically be in pain for you to be like, okay?
Because she needed a visual. Yeah. Is it hard for you to, remember, not hard, but, like, do you not like to remember the past because it's the past and the past is the past? You know what I mean?
Like, rise above it kind of thing.
Okay.
Hi, too, yes.
So it's very much like, it's in the past. I need to just leave it alone. You know, there's a reason we're not together. And it's like, or different versions of you are reliving it.
Can I give an example of this?
It.
And this is a really extreme example. A really extreme. And I'm only able to talk about this because my 13-year-old has already publicly talked about this. Otherwise, it would be his story and it's not mine to say. There was a person that married his grandmother when he was very young. And that person, the one that married his grandmother, was kicked out of his family. They were like, you know, we're not going to call the cops. We're not going to do the things. Just, you're disowned. You leave. You go about your business. You go about your merry way. As long as you're not with us, it's fine. Well, here he comes into this family. I join the family. I have a little baby who was a girl when she was born, guy now, but when we refer to baby her, it's he prefers. And that baby was in the presence of a monster. And so when it's like, when we do something where we're like, okay, out of sight, out of mind, it's their own trauma. 'Cause I'm sure their background, it was their own trauma. I'm not saying it's that serious, but when we just kind of let go and like go, okay, well, the past is behind us, like out of sight, out of mind, we don't have to deal with it. Someone else has to. And then they end up hurting more people. But he's in prison now. The guy is in my story. He's in prison now. And also cancer took over his whole body. And I did not put it there, but I didn't stop it either. So, there's that. That's on my... whatever.
It's not that it doesn't matter. It's like a, okay, I get it. Does that make sense? It's like a... I don't know. It's like a, but why do I have to hurt people?
It doesn't. They hurt themselves. In that specific incident with my family, the camera and the news were at the trial, and they shoved the camera in my face. They were trying to get me to get mad. They were trying to, like, make me curse this guy or get pissed. And all I said was, I just don't want him to hurt anyone else ever again. I just don't want him to hurt any more children. That's it. That's all I wish. And I didn't say I want him dead or sick or, you know, anything. I just don't want him to hurt anybody else ever again. And this is before I knew who, like, what we all are as humans, and that the words were so powerful. By me just saying that, like, I just don't want him to hurt anyone else, the rest of it fell into place. He went to prison. He could not get out of prison. every time he went back to trial and spent the money on it, he couldn't. He got cancer that took over his body. And all I said was, I don't want him to hurt someone else again. So it doesn't have to be burn him alive. It doesn't have to be boil his skin. It doesn't have to be rip his whatever. Like, something that simple will make it to where he has time to think about it and process it in this lifetime before the next lifetime happens.
It's like a foundation building, really.
So it is a healing, to be quite honest. I am helping. I would be helping. You're helping. So I'm not just explaining it for you. We're explaining it for, like, everybody.
And I wouldn't do it if it wasn't helping. I would see no point and just not do it. So no matter what, it is a healing. Divine justice is a healing. So no matter what, no matter what you say, it's going to come to be a healing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, because it's coming from your heart and what you put into it. So, like, someone who comes from a place of, like, being vindictive, it's going to have a different effect than someone who's coming from a place of, like, even you, separation. So you can still want it to where he doesn't hurt anybody else and still come from a place of, like, I just don't want him to hurt me either, and I also want him to be able to heal.
Is this overwhelming you? I got that song again. The I get overwhelmed so easily, my anxiety.
That's just me in general.
Oh. Do you, can we do the keep dot toss donate healing to her mental health?
Do you want me to take her into her mental space room?
I think it can just be a healing. It's like, I think the technology is already there. Like, I don't know, did you watch that video or something?
The clean mental space room? Not many people know about it unless I point them to it.
Might have. I've seen a lot of Kat's videos. It's been following since 2020.
Just not kicked on. Like, it's there. It's just not spinning.
Okay, Carissa, have you ever been hit in the motherfucking face? Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Have you ever...
Yes. Now that you ask.
Have you ever done a... like, when you were moving, did you ever make, like, a keep, toss, donate kind of situation? Like, for your items? Okay, so that healing that you've already created, say, Spirit, please apply...
Spirit, please apply.
My keep, toss, donate, healing.
My keep, toss, donate, healing.
To the thoughts and memories in.
To the thoughts and memories in.
My mental space room.
My mental space room.
I feel like I want to do the whole thing. But now that part that's like, I need the fae, give me the fae, is playing.
What?
In that song? But I don't know what it actually says, but that's what I hear. I need the fae. Give me the fae. Oh, my boyfriend's in here?
Oh, hi, boyfriend.
I said, gross, I'm leaving.
That's what I saw. I didn't see him enter. I just saw you be like, ew. Disgusting.
It's like you're wanting this place to be magical. Like, you see it as something else, but it's not.
What place? Her mental space room or
cabin? Yeah, the mental space room. It's like it's not that you're afraid to go in there. It's just kind of like,
Hold on, careful, Ben. Vanessa Valizzo. You left her. You left her. And in a past life. Sorry.
Vanessa Lonita.
Yeah, she was like, hi, Ben. I was like, ooh.
Oh,
you're just fucking standing there. Sorry. Anyway, he probably already left. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like you.
It's making me sweat. Whatever is going on with the mental space room.
It's not.
You've been in.
Oh my god. Have you ever gone into your mental space room, Carissa?
Nope.
Not that I know of.
Nope.
No.
Can you activate your house cleanse to it? Just say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please activate my house cleanse to my mental space room.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please activate my house cleanse to my mental space room.
Did yep. I say that right? Yep. There you go. Well, this doesn't look like you. It looks like, are you into, like, wooded everything and, like, suede red couches? Does that sound no. like you?
No.
This fucking mental space room is this. Are you into more of the, like, hanging, swinging egg chairs?
Yeah, I like
and
those.
And things like that? Okay. I don't know what happened here.
Remove mirages, Kate. It happens sometimes.
Oh. Spirit of Zanasku, please remove all mirages from this room. You have, like, a pond in here and running water.
Okay, that sounds a lot better.
And you do have a hanging egg chair. And there are fairy lights here. But why were you miraged from yourself?
It happens in the mental space room. It's like someone else comes in and sits down and takes over. And they just take over the brain.
Kate,
maybe
for
that
sure.
was my grandparents' mental space room.
Might be. Like, be someone who you're not. Be this version of you instead of this version.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Kate for sure says, get out of my swamp.
She said that before you saw. She said that before you saw the, like, the river and the lake and all that. She wrote that, she wrote that in the text. I thought that was really funny.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
It was still miraged.
In my swamp. And then I like the remix version where it's like, what? That's what's probably playing in here. I just feel like it is. Okay. And then you have the little fairy lights here, too.
Carissa, your laughing actually makes you electrified now. It's like your brain synapses were frozen and it was stuck. And I think that's what, like, was missing. Like, you healed the timelines, you did the things, Kate saw your mental space room, and now when you're laughing, it electrifies. It's like, zing, 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 zing,
zing. I'm gonna laugh,
laugh
the
again.
Rest of the day.
Feel so like good. You need to, Spirit of it's in the high school, please copy-paste Carissa's laughter to wherever is needed, wherever else is needed on her body.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Streaming is real good.
Please activate the speed up healing to this. Why so much in the elbows?
Yeah, lots in the arms and elbows, shoulders and elbows.
God, it's like, I feel like
head,
do you...
Shoulders, knees and toes.
Do you heal with your elbows? Like, I don't know if I've ever seen that before, but it's, like, huge. Yeah. That's what I feel like it is, where it's, like, fucking throwing bows with your elbows. Or maybe it's a funny bone. That's a really good point. That's a really good point, Diane.
I have no idea.
Do you like to make people laugh? Oh, laughter is healing. Laughter is the best medicine. Mm-hmm. So it's like how you do your little motivational stickies. I feel like you do like motivational laughter too.
That it makes reminds any me sense. Of like the camels that have like the humps on the camels. She stores her laughter in her funny bones, all of her healing. She's like, hold on, just a minute.
And then like dabs elbows instead of, you know, people like do the fist bump thing. It's like, give me your elbow really.
Oh my god, I used to do that. I'd be like, come here, and then I'd be like, we're hobnobbing.
Oh,
we're rubbing elbows.
Interesting.
I forgot that I did that.
It's like an energy transfer.
Do you play tennis? I don't think Carissa plays tennis.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's very COVID.
Well, no, but it's so cool. I did it way before.
I did it before COVID was cool. Okay.
I did it before Ludacris.
So. Oh my god.
Probably not. I probably did it because Ludacris said.
I chose my perfume when I was younger because Snoop Dogg told me to. It was like, got that Johnson's Baby powder in my Cool Water cologne. I was like, oh, they make Cool Water for women? I guess that's what I'm supposed to wear.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm talking about throwing bows. Then I went to Ludacris, then I went to Snoop Dogg. Ooh. Is Snoop Dogg connected to... Yeah, never mind.
You?
Snoop Dogg's connected to Witchfoot. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Because whenever Witchfoot makes a self thing, like a blackhead removal, I'm like, yep, Witchfoot said to get it, I'm going to get it. Kate's like, you don't have blackheads, Kat. And I'm like, I know, but... I know
Witchfoot she said to get it.
And then, like, the foot peel thing, I'm like, yep, got it. Yep, gonna do that. Like, why?
She said to do it, and
Snoop Dogg said to get Cool Water cologne, so I was like, yes, that's what I need.
That's what they said.
I got it also.
You got it also?
Cool Water for men and women.
Yeah, it smells so good. I don't use it anymore, but I used to. That was my signature scent.
In high school.
Yep.
I'm trying to see if I have a signature scent. What is my signature scent? I don't know. I'm just trying to ask my team, and they don't know.
It's soup.
I love soup. Fucking which kind of soup? Beef stew.
You don't want your signature scent to be beef stew. Kate, take it back.
There's an ask. Please undo that. Thanks. Maybe florals would be better.
That's what Sybil said. Flower bomb.
Oh. What is that? Poison by Dior. I have a little bitty thing of that.
You just like fresh shower scent.
Yes.
That's just very Kate, which is kind of what Cool Water is.
Oh. I would love to have clean linen as my scent, to be honest. I would love that.
A little bit better than beef stew.
Wow, rude. Stop attacking me.
It would just make everyone really hungry.
Well, okay, whenever you were in your Rhode Island life, I kept getting jambalaya, and I was like, I don't think she wants to hear jambalaya right now, so I'm just going to keep that to myself. So, I don't know what that was about.
It's delicious.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you needed to hear it at that time. Jambalaya! Maybe it's that song. I don't know. It brings a voice to the yard.
Oh my god.
Chris, I think you're doing good, babe.
Mm-hmm.
We're healing, we're laughing.
Yes.
You're getting energized too.
Yeah.
I feel better than I did when I came on here.
Well, God, I hope so. Jeez.
That would suck.
I'll be like, well, like, I'll ask people, because sometimes I'll just be like, hey, like, how do you feel? Like, the end of sessions, I'll be like, how do you feel? And they're like, I feel okay. And I'm like, what? And they're like,
okay.
I'm like, well, I feel, like, a lot lighter. My posture is better because I feel them and what they go through. And they're like, oh, yeah, I feel that, too. And I'm like, okay, good. All right, good. It's not just in my fucking head. Like,
yeah, I feel like it's emotions. Whenever you ask that, because that's the place I went to, was, like, emotions.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, emotions are okay. What?
I don't feel as shaky. Like, when I was first came on here, I was straight up shaking.
Yeah.
And... I'm always a little nervous, but I'm a lot less nervous. So, thank you guys.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great working with you. This was good times. Yeah, all right, so we're going to do... What?
Go ahead. No, I can't believe I'm on here right now. Like, might be dreaming.
You're not. This is reality. Okay.
Your team so really pushed you. So that's cool. Anyway, sorry.
Your team really pushed me, for fuck's sake. Super uncomfortable.
They're like, you deserve it.
Aw, thanks. Here, guys.
Okay, so you're gonna say the closing statements that I'm just going to have you say closing statements, healing, but those are in my link tree for anybody who needs them. And post it on my YouTube and things as well. But you're going to say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please apply.
Please apply.
All the closing statements needed to this.
All the closing statements needed to this.
That I need.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Weird. It just wanted to play that part of the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But would aligning her to leave her family, is that going to get rid of the whole financial security? Let's align you with the money tree healing, just to make sure. So we're going to say, Spirit, please align myself.
Spirit, please align myself.
Actually, before you do that, Spirit, please copy and paste.
Spirit, please copy and paste.
The pathways, light up, and blockage healing.
The pathways, lightage, and block up healing.
That I did for younger me.
That I did for younger me.
To current me.
To current me.
Please apply my house cleanse.
Please apply my house cleanse.
To all future timelines.
To all future timelines.
Use your hands, Carissa. Like.
Yeah, I talk with my hands and I.
You heal with your hands. You heal with your hands. You like transmute the fuck out of things. I think that was shut off from you. Like, you do talk with your hands, but like, you're going to be more aware of it. You're going to feel them heat up and you're going to feel the bolts. Spirit, please align myself.
Spirit, please align myself.
Family and friends.
Family and friends.
Relationships, pets.
Relationships, pets.
Career, home.
Career, home.
Clarity.
Clarity.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
And purpose.
And purpose.
With the money tree healing.
With the money tree healing.
The most healed timeline.
The most healed timeline.
What's already mine.
What is already mine.
Receiving what's already mine.
Receiving what is already mine.
And back to my now moment.
And back to my now moment.
Is that song still playing, Kate?
Nope. Okay. Actually looks really good.
Okay. All right, so everybody that's on the podcast or in the live or any of that, let's all say, Spirit, please cleanse and purify.
Spirit, please, cleanse and purify.
All of them?
All of them.
Send them back?
Send them back.
Cleanse and purify me?
Cleanse and purify me.
Bring me back.
Bring me back.
That's it. That's all we got.
Awesome.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That was fun. Bye.
Bye.
Book a duel session with Kate and Kat. Visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Kat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.